so ready to help you today to learn how to live by faith over fear, because fear is a habit, and I'm going to help you learn how to break it on the next More Faith, More Life podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another More Faith, More Life podcast. I'm enjoying just sitting here with my wife, Kathy. We've been chatting about many things, many spiritual things, and now we're ready to talk to you. What do you want to talk? What are we going to talk about today?
I think we need to talk about something that's really prevalent all around the world, is that fear, that the kind of fear that paralyzes people and stops them from moving forward or being able to think right or make right decisions or anything, to follow the Lord or to speak up. There's a kind of a fear.
I'm glad you brought that up, because what an interesting time we live in. In our world today, because a few months ago, our nation and part of the world was in fear. There's a lot of fear. Let's look what it was. Inflation, money, inflation, economy, world war.
Yes.
Third world war. Already war is going, but is there going to be a World War III? Pandemic, health, environment. A lot of people, it just seems like everybody's nervous about everything. Well, now we've flipped it. And obviously the government in Canada's changing. They're making changes in Mexico. Others are the attitude in Germany and France and the UK, other countries. It's flipping, and they're flipping to a different attitude. But what happened? Now all the changes are happening. Well, in our country, look at all the changes that are going to happen in the next days ahead as we have a new administration. All those, but now the fear people are still coming out. It's just the other side. See, before it was the fear people were going like, our country's going the wrong direction. What's happening to our schools? Oh, crime, school shootings, inflation, gas prices, the shelves are empty. What are we going to do? I can't pay my bill. There was that fear.
Yeah.
Now we're flipping, and now it says maybe we're going to enter the golden age of America. I don't know if we are or we aren't. I hope so.
Yes.
And now what? Do you know? Now the fear from the other people, like, what? We're not going to be progressive? What? What are we going to teach our? We're not teaching our kids sex education anymore in schools? What? What about these alternate lifestyle people? What? And now they're bringing out.
Yeah.
So people are comfortable with fear. So you brought out about fear, and we want to talk about faith over fear.
Right.
But fear, first of all, fear is paralyzing. It grips them. But people are fearful because, and Christians should not, I'm going to guarantee, if God shows up and starts talking to you, the first thing he's going to say is, stop being so afraid. Stop that fear.
Yes.
Because you're missing God because of fear.
Yes.
And got to get into the faith. But anyway, so fear is paralyzing.
When you said that, I was just picturing, since we're just kind of getting into this, I was picturing all the times that you have over the years said that to me. You know, I'm throwing a tizzy maybe about something, and I think it's this thing and or that thing, and then you'll just stop and say, stop being afraid.
Yeah.
Just stop it. And you just cut right through to the root.
Sometimes I do that. I look at her and just
say, wifely.
And sometimes I just say,
insanity.
Stop. Just stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Stop, stop, stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem.
Yes.
People like us and people listening, hundreds and hundreds of people, they want to be people of faith.
Yes.
So we got to get that. They want to be. First of all, I think people don't realize they're not in faith, they're in fear, because fear is familiar to humanity.
Yes.
Okay? Fear.
Yes.
Even in the Garden of Eden, when the serpent is tempting Eve, now the devil didn't make Eve afraid. Now that would have been smart. Where'd she make her first mistake? See, you wouldn't have made her mistake. You know why?
Why?
Because you're afraid of snakes. You'd have never done that.
Man.
You'd have run for me. Hold
wait,
it. You
wait.
Don't serpent, get away from me. I don't talk to snakes.
Yeah,
I don't and evil. I'm going to get my husband. That's what she should have done.
Yeah.
Okay. But he did use fear. But he didn't use fear where she's afraid of the snake or afraid what he used fear, you're being tricked. God is tricking you. isn't there a strong fear of being tricked or fooled? I'm suspicious, yeah. Right? Like some people, they can't, mm-hmm. like, are you, I don't know. Oh, yeah, you would do this. Let's say we go on a lot, we're going to buy a new car.
Yes.
Car dealer comes out and starts talking. Oh, they're just talking away.
Oh, they're good talkers.
I'm going to tell you right now, Kathy's going to be suspicious.
Immediately.
Right? Yeah, she's just going to let them talk. Now, I'm there with you.
Yeah.
Am I suspicious?
Well, of course.
No.
Oh.
Gave the wrong answer. You're fired.
Oh, no. I just Why superimposed am I not? Me
okay.
on you.
I'm not suspicious. That's right. I know. You want.
See, you asked one of those hypothetical questions.
When she gets nervous, she wants me to be nervous. Right? She likes us to be a team. She
exactly.
says, we're one. Be as fearful as me. I go, no. Okay. I am not. You are very suspicious of everything they're saying.
Yes.
I'm not suspicious. Why?
I don't know.
Because I don't have any fear. So therefore, I don't care what they say.
That is true about you.
I don't
you.
Care what.
I'm
it doesn't matter what they say.
Right here.
I'm walking in. I already know I'm not going to be fearful.
Yes.
They're not going to intimidate me.
Right.
And so the people that don't understand that they go, and the first thing they try to do is they say, how much would you like, we're often on the subject, how much would you like your payment to be? Okay?
Yes.
So they're already in your court making you comfortable with your fear.
Oh, my word.
And here's your fear. I won't get that car. First fear. I'm afraid I won't be able to get... if you like the car, okay?
Yes.
First fear. I'm afraid I won't get that car. Second fear. I'm afraid I won't be able to afford that car. Oh, now they've taken care of my fear. They said, I can get you in that car for the amount of payment you want to make. My fears are gone. I can have the car and I can afford it because I can afford that payment. The downside is what? You don't buy a car according to the monthly payment. You buy a car according to what it's worth. Because you don't want to pay.
Yeah, right.
If I have a fear, yeah. I'd have a fear. I don't want to pay more for this car than it's worth.
Yeah.
Even a brand new truck, those beautiful trucks that come off the line, they got the car. They're 100 trucks sitting there in that car lot, and they're all beautiful and great, four-wheeler and that, and all the great trucks with all the stuff they have now. As you can have this, you just got to pay for it for 6 years. Six years. You will pay three times the amount. My fear is I'll pay three times the amount it's worth. My fear, if I have fear, I don't, because I'm not going to let
no,
it happen.
Don't.
But if I had
no,
it, I'll be paying for 6 months. I'm going to pay. That thing's not going to be worth it. My fear is, what if that transmission only lasts 4 years? Now I've got to tack on $2,000 or more, $2,000 to $4,000 worth of transmission if it goes out, or the four-wheel drive goes out, or that little camera shows up on the dash, and I got to pay $1,000 to get that. See, so I got to make sure that I'm paying what it's worth, mm-hmm. because if it breaks down or it doesn't follow through, even if it's new, but 6 years is a long time. What if that car's not made to go 6 years? What if a car manufacturer
right.
is smart enough to say, let's make a transmission that only lasts 4 years and sell them a car for 6 years? They'll be back.
There you go.
And they may want to trade it in 4 years, and then we can tack it on. Now they owe 8 years worth of car payments on the 6 year or whatever. So you got to go and say, I want to know what, I'm only going to pay what this is worth. That's what I'm going to pay. Because I'm fearful if I step out beyond what it's worth, because I don't want to have to want that. I don't want that out of fear. So people are more familiar with fear, so they don't realize
right.
they are dealing with their fears. Mm-hmm. Here they are having a good time. They're on the car lot, and they bring it. Oh, would you like something to drink? Yeah, I hear that. Well, come in my office and sit down. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a ride or whatever. Hey, drive this thing. Drives pretty well, doesn't it? And fear sets in that I won't be able to get it.
Wow, that is so...
While I'm smiling, I'm having a great time driving
really
it.
Really good.
But fear is... I don't think
so.
I'm,
they play. So a great salesman
plays on your fear
that
you won't be able to get what you want.
Get it.
Yeah, and that's when you begin to finagle, and that's when they can now manipulate you.
So
Eve
yes.
got fearful.
Yes.
And what was the fear? What? No. God doesn't want you to eat of that tree. Why? Because you'll be like him. You'll mm-hmm. I'm throwing in a few extra words, but mm-hmm. you'll be like God. That's what he said. And like God, she saw, well, he's glorious. He's powerful. He gets whatever he wants. He's God. You'll be like God. Well, what was the deception, as you know? God created them already in his image. They were already like God as much as they needed to be. But he said, you'll be like God. She's, what? I'm going to miss out. Fear in an unusual way. Not afraid of the snake or not afraid of the serpent, not afraid of the devil.
But you're revealing this.
Yeah. Actually, the fear was, I'm going to miss out. The fear is I'm being tricked.
Yeah.
The fear is I'm no dummy. I don't let people pull. Nobody pulls the wool over my eyes, which is stupid. Of course they do all the time, but people don't realize that. But okay, so a simple lesson.
Wow.
In walking on a car parking lot without any fear, I'm not afraid. I won't get this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I'll pay more than what it's worth because I want it more than I should. So I'm going to operate mm-hmm. in faith.
All right.
And you've seen me get on those car lots by
yes.
faith. And I operate on their, I don't want to say fear, but you were one that coined a phrase, you intimidate the intimidator.
Correct.
Well, who's the intimidator?
The car salesman.
No. The devil. I'm going back to the Garden of Eden.
Oh, we're
okay.
back to the garden.
But the root of intimidator, the devil likes to intimidate you.
Right.
I'll miss out.
Right.
I'll be tricked. They'll take advantage of me. They'll tell me what to do. I won't be the boss. I won't get to eat what I like. I don't get to live the way I like. I know what I like. I know what I'm comfortable with. All those fears that I'm going to have to live in an environment I'm not happy with or whatever. So we're so familiar with all those things. So you said we intimidate the intimidator. Another intimidate the devil.
Yeah.
Say, no, sir. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Make him uncomfortable. Worship, praise. I'm full of faith. I don't fall into fear. Okay, so if I can use the intimidator, I don't want to say I play on the car salesman's fear, but I did. Because what's their fear?
That you're not going to buy from them.
Not going to buy it. And they also, they're human.
Yes.
They've got bills. Maybe they have a wife. They got kids. They're trying to pay they have the same.
They're selling by fear.
Yeah, they're selling. Really? I got to sell this car because I need the money.
Course.
Things are tight.
Yeah.
So they're nervous. Mm-hmm. They're willing to say, and they're nervous. They're mm-hmm. going to go, let me go talk to my boss and see if he'll take this deal. You know, and they're trying to be real happy, but they're nervous. Mm-hmm. They're fear. So what I've done, and it's hard to do. They won't let you do it now because of me. They changed the whole way you buy a car because of me.
I'm sure.
At least in this town.
It was just you.
Carvana, see?
Yeah.
Carvana.
Because what I did... See, they used to let you, not that many years ago.
You outsmarted them.
Yeah, but they used to let you say, do you want to drive it? And they'd let me and you get in the car.
Right.
They give you the keys.
Yeah.
And say, just take it around the block or whatever. We'll just drive it. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. You'll floor it and that. And when they're not looking, you'll drive it harder than maybe. And then you come back and you say whether you want it or not.
Yes. Okay?
Well, they won't let you do that now. Now they drive with you. Do you know why they drive with you? Because I messed up car sales all over the world. So
no,
they
don't know.
So our daughter wanted to buy a van. She picked out a van.
Yeah.
She brought it to me to look at.
Yeah, this is how you
And they let her drive it to me. She said, can I go show it to my dad? Well, she didn't want that guy, whoever it was, sitting in the back seat. He said, sure, okay. So she came pick me up. We're taking a drive. You like this van? All right. So now I'm going to play on the salesperson fear that wants to sell that thing. So we're in a brand new van. I think it was it a Dodge or Chrysler van, whatever. And I said, well, you want to buy a van? Yeah. I said, well, let's go get the best deal. How are we going to do how? This is what they said they'd sell it for. Oh, we can do better than that. Well, how can we do better? Drive over to the Dodge dealer. We got more than one. There's one over here. Look, there's one over there, 10 miles away, 5 miles away. So I drove that van on the parking lot of the other Dodge dealer or Chrysler.
I remember.
Yeah. And they get out and they say, well, how can I help you? And they're like, what? I said, well, she wants to buy a van today. And she's going to buy this van that's from the other dealer. She's going to buy it. Unless you got a van that you like better than she might like better, and you can sell it cheaper. All of a sudden, he sets in, I want to, somebody's going to buy a van. I don't want to lose this sale. I want to get it. But they're already in that van. So they made a deal. Then I get on the phone. And I call the other guy at the other dealer and said, listen, we're down here at the other Dodge dealer. And I got a van a little bit nicer than yours, and they'll sell it for the same price, and she gets more features. What do you want to do about that? This went on for an hour, didn't it, at least?
Yeah.
And so he talked to his boss.
I can tell you this first. While you were doing all that, I was getting fearful.
Yeah, nervous and fearful.
I was nervous. Like, what? Stop it, Steve. What are you doing?
Yeah. And so finally,
I had to confess.
So finally, I talked to the guy at this place, and we're still got the new van from the other place. And I talked and said, listen, I don't know. We just got to get the best deal. I want to get the best deal for you. He said, I'll be right back. You know what he did? He went and called the owner of the dealership, which happened to be a woman, who had inherited the dealership. And he said, they're going to buy from this other place, but they're here and they're on the lot with it. And I got a van they like too. She told him, do whatever you got to do. Sell it at my price. Not the people that work there.
Right,
they get to
sell
it at my price, the owner's price.
Whoa.
So they sold us a brand new loaded van for Bobby at their price. The only downside was a little fear. Bobby had to take the other van back and said, we're not buying it.
I made her
drive
it
back.
You made her.
And then I went and picked her up. And then we went and bought the other van. So we decided we're going to get it at the price that works for you. And we're going to intimidate the intimidator because we're the people of God. And so fear, isn't it interesting how we brought this out, how fear dominates our lives without us being fearful in the traditional sense.
It's amazing.
Like I said, I'm fearful I won't get that.
Almost every decision people make then, almost daily,
is out of fear.
Actually based on fear.
Yeah, it's out of fear and intimidation and weighing it out. What's the chances are I'll gain? What's the chances are I'll lose? What the chances are they'll win and I'll lose? Or they'll get the job, I won't. Mm-hmm. They'll get the bonus, I won't. What do I need to do? So my fear sets in rather than my faith. And the reason it's important for my faith to set in is, listen to this now, get it. So let's put us in a job situation where there's a bonus or a raise or a promotion, right? And I want it because I could use the money. But my friend over here, he wants it or she wants it too. She could use the money. So now I'm fearful that I'm not going to get it. And my friend is fearful, and we're kind of competing, that we're not going to get it because we could both use the money. Mm. Which one is going to win? I am. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not going to go to fear. If that person gets the bonus and I don't, it's all right. I can afford it.
Yeah.
My faith will turn to another. My faith will open another door. My faith will bring me other blessings. My faith can afford to see somebody else blessed. There's enough in this system of God that I can afford to enjoy somebody else's blessing because I'm rich in God. So I don't have to go to fear. I'd like to get it. I'd like to get the promotion. I'd like to be, the boss of the department. I'd like it. Yeah, but I'm not fearful. I'm not going to go into fear. And if they get it, that's okay. I got God on my side. I'm a person of faith. And faith is going to produce for me. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to paralyze it there and go to the faith thing. Because as you know, that the Bible says God doesn't give us a spirit. Thus, depends on the translation. But I like God didn't give you his Holy Spirit, Kathy, so you can walk around in fear. That's me. But that's a pretty good interpretation.
Good. Yeah.
So you could walk around in fear and go on a car dealership wanting to buy a car, and yet you're fearful that they're going to be taking advantage. You're fearful that you won't get enough trade in. By the way, don't trade it in, sell it. But anyway, what if I don't get the trade in? What if it's a lemon? What if I'm making a mistake? What if I spend more? What if it's more payment? What if I want this car, but the payments, I know they're going to be higher than I can afford. All this is going on inside of you. But Paul wrote to Timothy, and his was the application was in the church, being a pastor. But Kathy, God didn't give you the spirit so you can walk on that car lot in fear, or that you go to work and you're afraid they're going to get the promotion and they're going to make more money than I am, and they'll get, you know, people are going to really think they're something, and I'm not going to feel special, and I'm going to feel like a loser, and I don't want to, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. God does not give you the spirit so you can walk around in fear, but he gave you the spirit so you could walk in power, right?
Yes.
Love says, I'd like to get this, but if my friend gets it, good for you. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going. Power, love, and a sound mind. And that sound mind is important. Yes. That's why you don't have to go into a tizzy.
Help me, husband, help me.
You don't have to sit in the van saying, what is my husband doing?
Tizzy.
No.
Yeah,
you don't have to. No, you have a sound mind.
No, I don't have to.
You have a sound mind.
Right.
So your mind is going to want to go into fear, because we are a culture in humanity through the fall of mankind. Adam and Eve, she ended up being comfortable with fear.
Eve, what did you just say?
She got comfortable in her fear.
Eve got comfortable in her fear.
More than in her faith, because she said, you're right. I might be tricked. I don't want to risk being tricked by God. I'm going to eat it, even though it was against what God said. Actually, Adam made the big mistake. He went the other direction. He should have had fear. He didn't have the fear of the Lord. He may have had fear that he missed out, or she might have had fear she was going to miss out, or whatever fear
could he have had fear of Eve? Was that already beginning then? That's where, right there, fear of Eve. Uh-oh.
I shouldn't tell you this.
I'm convicted.
I shouldn't tell you this.
That.
I had a person come up to me 2 days ago.
What?
This is the truth.
Is this about me?
No, but it could be. I don't know why. I don't know why this person told me this. He said, I was reading my Bible. I just feel like I got a word from the Lord. He said, Abraham listened to his wife. That's what he said, and started laughing. Abraham listened. He might listen to this podcast. I don't know. What do you mean? Who am I? You think I'm going to tell you? He said, I heard the Lord. I read the scripture, and I heard Abraham listened to his wife, and then he started laughing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. Apparently, he was afraid of his wife. But
yes, but then he's implying then because he listened, then now we have all the wars in the Middle East that we're having right now.
Yeah. So in the Bible, we're promised that fear doesn't work. We can overcome fear because fear doesn't work for us. Fear doesn't really work for anybody. Fear is a terrible decision maker, as I've said. Don't buy a car because you're afraid you're not going to get it. Well, actually, I'll give you some wisdom that Kathy gave me this a long time ago.
Okay.
When we first started out, we didn't have hardly anything. And remember the house we rented that when we got filled with the Spirit and saved and filled with the Spirit and spoke in tongues and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were living in a retirement home. And we found a house nearby to rent, just a little
thing. Newlyweds.
But it wasn't air-conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
But it did have a 220 outlet, and so we decided our first purchase. We might have bought a refrigerator first,
maybe.
But we might have bought we might have had an old one, and we bought a big 18,000 BTU was big for me, that fit in the window.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And we decided we're going to buy that thing, and you know, how are we going to do it? What are we going to do? And we decided right then we're not going to be fearful. We're going to walk by faith, and we're just going to save up some money and buy it. And we just bought it.
Yes.
And so all of a sudden, there was no fear in it because we don't owe anybody. We didn't owe any. We didn't have to make payments on it. We didn't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And that's how we started our lives out, was that way, by not making decisions by fear, but making decisions by faith. And we had nothing, but we're going to start out, we're going to walk by faith. And so we believed God for it.
Yes.
I think we got the refrigerator second, and we went, and I remember buying that refrigerator. Yeah. And
that was such an amazing, scary thing for me.
Yeah, because
a challenge because, you know.
And we, but I was I saved for it.
Yes.
Because I might have been fearful if they had told me what the payments were going to be.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want to make payments. I just... Yeah. I wasn't used to payments. I'm a saver. You know, I like to save money.
Yeah.
And then invest it mm-hmm. like that. So, so we are so accustomed to fear that we're afraid we'll miss out. We're afraid we won't get it. You can tell, like, I don't even think how many times have we ever sat in a bank and got a loan? We don't owe anybody now, debt free, but we went, when we bought our house, we had to go through the finance because we mm-hmm. didn't have money then when we mm-hmm. bought a house. Mm-hmm. And so that's pretty scary, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember.
Yeah, that's a big life decision.
Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah. I was so poor one time that I needed to buy two stereo speakers, and they were special. You might remember them because we were married then. We were married, but we still. Mm-hmm. And they were special stereo speakers, a special brand that I needed to have, beautiful. A guy had them for sale, they were used. And he said, yeah. I need $200 a piece for him. And I thought that was a lot. I didn't have $200. I thought, well, maybe I just walk into the bank where I had a checking account, and I'll see if they'll loan me $400. $400, come on, I'll pay it back. I'm sat there, and I'm talking about how I needed those speakers and how they were going to help me and what I needed them for and the music business and all that stuff. And I'm watching him, and I could feel this wave come over me, you know. He's not going to loan me the money. And he didn't. And I could feel my face. I'm smiling. I could feel my smile kind of going away, you know. And I could have got fearful. What am I going to do? This is the end now. I'm never going to get the. But I got him.
Yes.
I did get him. I found a way. I used my faith. This is not my only way to do it. So I'm not going to go into fear. I'm not going to lose my mind over it. I got a sound mind. I have the power of God. I can walk in love, so I can power of God benefits me.
Yes.
And others. Love benefits everybody else. And then a sound mind keeps me on track so I don't fall for fear. Because I don't have to go. God will supply in God's time. Everything is in his hands. My biggest trouble is keeping myself near him. And keeping myself loyal and not getting distracted and not compromising. That's what my sound mind is telling me. So, therefore, when it comes to cars and paying bills, I have a sound mind.
Yeah.
I will not fear. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I will not fear. God, yes. Remember I used to say thousands of times, I've said it, God is my refuge and God is my strength. Yeah. A very present help in trouble. Therefore, I will not fear.
I will not fear.
I can.
Yeah.
I can like everybody else because fear is natural to our humanity.
Yes.
But it is opposite to the Spirit of God.
You know, faith. Thank you. Thank you, Steve, for sharing this. You know, that's 2 Timothy 1:7, and I've never heard a much better practical, faith-filled explanation of that verse. And how we need to apply it constantly in our lives.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining. That was rich.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
So rich.
And I think the application of just seeing how many times fear is making decisions for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just.
Faith is needed.
Yeah, yeah, faith in everything, everything, everything.
In everything.
Everything we
every
do.
Every decision. Every.
So.
Thank you.
You know, even, you know, driving on the highway, you can get in a lot of situations where cars and this, and all of a sudden fear might come like, or it snows, it ices, and you're caught out on the highway. Well, that's not good. There's a reason to be cautious.
Yes.
Concerned, maybe.
Yes.
There's no reason to be fearful. People without fear drive better than people who are fearful.
Hallelujah.
Right? You get behind one of those fearful people, what are they doing? Like it's snowing. They're just pumping the brakes, and they're pumping the brakes, and everybody's trying, you know. Cautious is not the same. Being cautious is not the same as being fearful. Being wise is not the
exactly.
same as being fearful. Yeah. You can analyze the situation
right.
and be wise as serpents, but you got to be innocent as doves.
Yeah.
And doves, if to stay innocent, you can't be fearful.
Trust the Lord.
Yeah, trust the Lord. But fear comes natural. It's very easy. It's easy to us. Trusting in faith is not so easy, but we can make that decision. I will not fear. I will trust in the Lord My help comes from the Lord. Well, if nobody else got any help today, look how much help Kathy got today, just sitting around visiting.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we want to do, if we want to live by faith, it's going to produce more life, and we're not going to let fear take over. So faith is going to override our fear, whether we just open the bill, water bill, parking lot, at buying a car, we had a flat tire we didn't expect. We're not going to let fear take over. We're going to let faith know. What is faith saying to me? And then we'll be okay. Faith walk. So more faith produces more life. So tell your friends. Be sure and tell your friends about this. Subscribe and follow and do all that kind of stuff they do. And just tell everybody, because if it helped you, it's going to help other people too, that we get our faith walk going. Because faith, if we get more faith, we're going to get more life. And look at Kathy. Look how alive she is. Right now, till next time. Bye-bye.